Thank you for calling customer care. My name is Brisa. Can I have your zip code, please?
85745.
85745. Thank you.
Yeah. Good morning. It's Tucson, Arizona. Am I calling Florida?
No, sir.
No. Okay. Where am I calling at?
I'm in a call center.
Okay.
In the United States.
Okay. My next question to you is this Shop and Save?
I'm sorry?
The phone number that I called is for Shop and Save on the internet?
Sir, we have my 200 companies and my 200 lines, so we don't provide any information to a customer until we have an order pulled up.
Okay. So what do you need from me?
Can I have your first and last name, please?
I just gave that to you, Paul Vasquez. Sorry if I woke you up.
Thank you. No, we're open 24 hours, 7 days a week.
Okay. Some people still work from home, so I thought maybe you were home sleeping. Sorry.
No. Can I have your shipping address for security purposes, please?
3740 West Ironwood Hills Drive, Tucson, Arizona, 85745, number 13.
Thank you. I see here an order was in on January 29th for $7.45 for a Wi-Fi booster, and you had the warranty for $3.99, so how can I assist you?
Well, this morning, about 40 minutes ago, hold went in my account for the same thing for $50, $49.97.
Yes, because when you place order back on January 29th, you're in trial basis to call in and cancel. Your trial starts on January 29th and expired on January 31st or 30th. On February 1st, we billed you for the product that you pay the shipping and handling. You had until
right.
the end of the month of January to call in and cancel. If you don't call in and cancel, then you get billed for the item. It stated to you in the...
Wait. It did not say that when I ordered the item. And that was only 2 days.
Yes, you have to call in that trial period, sir.
Trial period is 48 hours.
Correct. It stated in the terms and policies. I'm sorry?
I'll be seeing you guys in court real fast. That needs to be canceled and refunded back to my account.
You're filing a claim with your court. They will have to get in contact with corporate. Corporate on their side have to turn over your IP address, tracking numbers that lead back to the address name on the account. With the IP address, they will see that the terms and policies are stated to you. What I could do as a customer courtesy, I can apply a 50% refund of the charge that was done and get your account canceled.
Why can't you just do the whole amount?
Because that's the information that you accepted when you placed the order, sir. That it was okay for us to bill you the retail price if you don't call in that trial.
Who has ever heard of a trial for 48 hours?
Different companies that have different terms and policies. You agree to our terms and policies. Before entering your card, you have to accept that you're 18 years and older, have read the full terms and agreements. If you don't accept that, it will not allow you to enter your card at all. What I'll do as a customer courtesy, I will issue you the refund of the $49.97, but the only thing that I could recommend is every time that you place the order online to go over the terms and policies. The refund will go...
I appreciate it this time, and I don't understand what you're talking about, because I never saw anything about accepting terms and policy, anything about terms. It was an email. I answered the survey. It says I was entitled to get one of these items. All I had to do was pay shipping, and it brought up the thing for my credit card, so I pay the shipping, and I got my confirmation, which I still have here. I have a copy of it.
Okay, yes. When you place the order for the survey, it advises you to pick an item. And those items are for different companies. You place the order with our company, and it stated in the terms and policies that you had to call in your trial for that item to stay free. The item stays free if you call in your trial. If you don't call in your trial, then you get billed for the item. The refund will go back to your account in 3 to 5 business days. Your account is completely canceled out. Is there something else I can assist you with?
Okay. Now, this is for order number 258-841-497. Is that the one you're talking about?
You're being refunded $49.97, sir.
Okay, and that was for what?
For that item that you pay the shipping and handling for that order number that you just provided me with.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, well, I appreciate the refund. I really don't understand that 48-hour, because I'm going through every screenshot I took, and it says nothing about it.
Did you screenshot it where you placed the order in the terms and policies?
Yep. Order confirmation, order on.
You're talking about your emails. I'm talking about when you placed the order, where you placed the order.
I'm looking at the order summary, customer details.
You're looking at your emails, correct?
No.
You're not looking at your emails?
Nope.
Where are you looking at?
Screenshots from where I placed the order for the item. It's on Google Chrome.
Your refund will go back to your account in 3 to 5 business days. Your account is canceled. Is there something else I can assist you with?
Can you send me to my email, because I assume you still have it, a copy of your statement that you're telling me?
An email will be sent out to you. I'll request that information. The email could take from 24 hours to 48 hours.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling customer care.